Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified on That Time of Night.
BFM 89.9 at the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined in the studio by...
BB Capo.
Hey.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
The last time I saw you was at Fatty Boom Boom, together with Joanne Carr. It was the opening.
That was a couple of weeks ago, yeah?
Months ago.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's happened since then?
We've sort of moved on somewhere else. Right now I'm performing elsewhere.
Oh, where are you performing now?
Suzy Wong.
Nice. Right. I didn't realize there was a Suzy Wong in KL until recently.
Yes, I went to Suzy Wong just a few weeks ago. My God, I love the deco.
How long has it been open here in KL?
Just recently.
I think about 2-3 weeks possibly.
Yeah. Right. Because I used to go to the Suzy Wong in Beijing years and years ago.
The Beijing one is kind of cool.
Yeah. Is it kind of same? Because I've not been to the one in Beijing.
I know it's not the same as the one in Thailand.
Right. There's a few things different. Not too much. Anyway.
Not much.
BB, so what I wanted to talk to you about, first and foremost, was kind of how you got into this industry. Because I understand you were trained in Singapore.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
How I became a performer how I became a cabaret comedian?
Both,
yeah.
I'm interested in both stories.
Oh, well, okay. I became a performer because I ran away from home, pretty much so.
Right.
For real?
Yeah, for real. I graduated from uni with economics, and my dad, being a banker, wanted me to become a banker.
Right.
So he set up the path for me, and I thought, no, I'm not going to be a banker. That's not me. I saw an ad on the newspaper, audition for a performer in Haw Par Villa, Singapore. Mm-hmm. I went for the audition. I got it, and I went, woohoo.
And that was it?
Yeah, I had a big fight with my dad, though.
Ooh. Mm. Always a big fight with the parents when they want something different.
Yeah, because he's from the other generation where they think if you're an entertainer, you're not going to make money. You're not going to make a living. Mm. You know, you're going to suffer. And I think he was worried for me, mostly.
Right. Mm. But you proved him wrong, right?
Yeah. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. It sounds like it.
But you're still in talks with your dad right now?
Yes. We are pretty close.
Okay, good. That's good.
Let's take a break to do the giveaway. Then when we come back, let's talk about the training down in Singapore.
Okay.
All right,
we're giving away a pair of tickets to the weekend show at the Craig House Comedy Club in TDDI. Now, the question is, Andre Charles is a famous drag queen in the US, and he uses his first name as his stage name. Now, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win those tickets.
You are listening to That Time of Night on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's That Time of Night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're joined in studio by
BB Capo.
She's still with us, not going anywhere. We're going to be with you all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. If you want to take part in our giveaway, we're giving away a bunch of tickets. All you have to do is answer this question for
us. Now, Andre Charles is a famous drag queen in the US, and he uses his first name as his stage name. Now, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Tell us who you deserve to win those tickets.
Right, so after nailing the audition in Singapore, you went on some training at some point.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, in Singapore, I had some training back here. I had some martial arts training.
Interesting.
Yes, and I had some vocal training when I was in my teens. So going to Singapore, they trained us in acting, Chinese dance, jazz, and singing, of course, and a load of other things.
Mm. Right.
Every morning from 7 to 10.
Right.
7 to 10.
5 days a week.
And what were you doing? I mean, were you actually in the park as well, doing performances in the park?
Or yes, we were.
Right.
The training was in the morning, and we worked from 7 to 6, 5 days a week.
It's a long day.
Yeah, so 7 to 10 is training, and the rest of the day is performing until about 5 p.m., I think, if I remember correctly.
And what kind of performances were you doing?
Lion dance, dance dramas, and storytelling. Well, a lot of SAC theater stuff.
Right. Mm. And so when did the transition into what you're doing now, when and how did that happen?
I had already resigned from Haw Par Villa. I was going to join SIA.
Really?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
Oh, I think if I had a kid right now, it would be able to vote. It was long ago.
So why didn't you join airlines?
Well, I had gone for the interview and I had actually succeeded. But just about a week or two before I was supposed to join the company, Joanne Kam called me and she said, I'm leaving Boom Boom. Boom Boom Room KL. Yeah. And the comedians we got to replace me is not hacking it. Can you come back and take over the realm, the reins? I'm like, come back. I said, well, okay, why not?
Wow.
Yeah. Something I haven't done before. So, and that's when, well, not really. That's pretty much when BBK Po was born. But I had already done a stint to replace Joanne for about a month during a Raya holiday. And that was really when B.B. Capo, the comedian, was born.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell us about B.B. Capo then.
Well, B.B. Capo was really something I threw together. And I was never really front stage mostly. I did a lot of writing. But during that time when Joanne was taking leave for a month, I came back to KL, took a 1 month no pay leave, and decided, oh, let's try my hand at being a cabaret comedy host. And I had no clothes, nothing. So I was pretty much wearing a kebaya with boots because I didn't have heels.
Okay.
Yeah, and I had really bad wig and it looked really horrible. But apparently it kind of caught on and right. Joanne said, well, okay, it's something you can think about
right.
as a sideline. I never thought much of it, so I went back to Singapore, continued my performance and all that, and until Joanne said, oh, I'm leaving Boom Boom Room KL, why don't you try it out, take over.
Has there been evolution with BB's character then?
Well, not really. It's just someone who is really nosy about things. So on stage, I tend to be a little bit obnoxious. I ask a lot of obnoxious questions, especially the really personal stuff that right. I cannot ask on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just like me. I'd like to do the same thing. You know, there's questions I'd like to ask, but I keep getting told you can't ask that. You can't say that.
Hence the name Capo.
Yes, hence the name Capo. But the name BB actually comes from my actual name. And it's the original concept of it is Bernadette. Bernadette is my actual name.
Right.
And Bernadette is my other side of me.
Right, okay. right.
And it became BB, but somehow my agents and my clients added the I in between, so it became BB, B-I-B. I'm like, oh, okay. It has a ring to it.
It does have a ring to it, yeah. Okay, so, I mean, obviously, I'd imagine that the performances you do here in Malaysia differ from performances you do elsewhere.
Yeah, pretty much so.
Right. I mean, do you find it difficult to really be who you want to be here in Malaysia?
Actually,
in terms of performing?
Performing-wise, no. Joanne made it really easy. And the people I worked with at Boom Boom Room also made it quite easy for me to do the transition from lion dance and mainstream vanilla stuff to cabaret club stuff.
Yeah.
And I also sang. So sometimes if things go really downhill, okay, time to sing a song.
Okay.
Is that your go-to move, you know?
No, usually if I sing, it's to add an extra flavor to it because I can change my voice.
Yeah, I've heard that. I mean, I've not heard it, but I've heard the fact that you can sing in both
Male and female.
Male and female, yeah. That takes some training, I'd imagine.
Oh, well, yeah, a little bit. There's a little trick to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the way we do our voice. So, yeah, it gives a more feminine effect or a really masculine effect.
You must be killer at karaoke.
I love karaoke.
I bet you do.
I bet you do. I mean, you can do both roles while you're there. You know, I don't need somebody else to sing along with me. I can do it myself, you know?
Back before karaoke's had rooms and stuff, there was like an open hall. Yeah. I would do a duet with myself.
Right.
Wow.
What songs did you sing?
They were some Chinese song. They will hear the man voice, and then they're like, oh, okay, man voice. And then the female voice comes up. They're like, no, who's that? Where?
I think karaoke would be the best place for training ground with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what do you think about the kind of the state of comedy here in Malaysia right now? I mean, I ask this for a lot of reasons. We interview a lot of stand-up comedians on a regular basis. But in terms of how the audience are reacting to comedy that's out there now, have you seen changes over the last few years or anything?
Ooh, a lot. Back when comedy started, there was only very few of us. And the genre was so vast and so wide, it's hard to pinpoint comedy.
Right.
Back, it all started with Kumar from Singapore. Mm. And then came to Joanne and KL, and then the rest all just sprang up from there. And back then, there was no internet. There was hardly any information. So we pretty much had to just wing it out there, you know. Just throw us in front of an audience and, okay, you're on your own.
Right.
Either you do it or you're going to fail horribly.
Yeah.
Right now, there's enough comedians to have enough support and backing. And the genres have sort of changed.
Yeah.
See, like, I consider what me and Joanne do pretty much old style, old school, me, Joanne, Kumar. And the new comedians are doing more sets. There is a build-up of jokes. There are small ha-has that lead to the big, you know, haha. Mm. Whereas when you're in a club, say, not a comedy club, but say maybe a normal club where people drink, and if the build-up is too long, you lose them.
You lose them, yeah.
Yeah, so it has to be wham, bam, 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 bam.
Right.
Ha, 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 bam, 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 ha, ha.
Right. It must be tiring, though.
Yeah, after a while, it does.
Yeah.
Because especially if you've done it like 5 days a week for like 3 years.
Mm-mm. Because keeping that level of energy up, you know, sustained for 5 days per week, it's tough work.
Well, the good thing is, as a cabaret comedian, you have the dances to...
The interludes.
Yeah, to give a kind of a different flow to it, or a different energy to it. Mm. So there's a variety. If there's like, say, six stand-up comedians in a go,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for the ones that come later.
Mm-mm.
Especially if the genres are very similar.
Mm. So when you want to go and catch a show, where do you go? Where do you go?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Well, basically in KL, Krakow Comedy is a very nice place to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have quite a vast range of comedians there, and a lot of them are really, really talented.
Yeah.
And a few of the younger or the new, I wouldn't say younger, the newer ones, some of them are not really young. The newer ones have, I have watched them, and it has opened my own mind to other aspects of comedy.
Mm.
Because once you're in like dance clubs for too long, the audience you face is pretty much different from the audience you face, say, in crack house comedy or at a theater like PGLA.
Right.
So it kind of broadens my perspective of how to entertain people.
Mm.
Well, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, you know, you're coming from the training that you kind of did in Singapore sets you up for one kind of thing. You know, it gives you the kind of stamina, if you like, to be able to perform for that sounds horribly wrong, but you know what I mean, to perform for a long time. And then you're kind of moving on and doing other stuff. So you're kind of seeing things from a lot of different directions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when you start seeing these new and upcoming comedians, mm-hmm. who are, you know, taking a slightly different approach to things, how would that then kind of help you develop your show and your performances?
Well, I don't know really, because when I watch them, sometimes it inspires me to do other things, to say other things. But there are some things that I will not compromise, because when we were trained in Singapore, we were told never to use four-letter words.
Right. Mm.
And that's why if you watch Kumar or Gurmit Singh, they never use four-letter words at all.
Mm.
Not at all. But so when I came back, it was very tempting because four-letter words, swear words, is so easy.
Yeah.
It's very easy.
Yeah.
Especially in an Asian country, just use a four-letter word and everyone will go, ha ha.
Mm.
And I keep myself away from that because I know a lot of the newer comedians tend to go there.
Mm.
And it works for them. Because some of them use the whole I'm the angry housewife or the angry house husband, and it works for them. But me, I'm just the, you know, the how would I put it gently? The seductress capo, the seductress nosy blonde drag queen with a tiara.
Right.
Mm. I don't go there. I do insinuate a lot of things, though.
Mm.
I mean, I remember seeing a stand-up comedian from the UK, a guy called Billy Connolly. He's a Scottish stand-up comedian. And he's been around for a very, very long time. And I went to see him live And he was talking about the usage of F words and curse words within his content. And he said the most useful word in the English language begins with F and ends with K. And he was saying about how when you tell somebody to F off, it has a very strong, certain meaning. And yet when you use convert that to normal language and you're telling somebody to just go away, he said it's not quite the same because F off has that bump, bam, and you're saying something direct. But
it depends
on the intonation.
It depends on how you say it as well.
Exactly.
In the context.
I mean, but it's the way in which he kind of delivered it. You were like, I can understand why this guy swears so much, you know, because that is how he gets his point across. Right.
Yes, I agree.
Interesting. Okay, right, time for a very short break. We'll be back with news from page two and, of course, Smarty Pants. Are you a competitive person, BB?
A little bit.
Good.
I think she is.
Right, okay. We'll be back after these messages. Quick reminder, though, the question is...
Now, Andre Charles is a famous drag queen in the US and he uses his first name as his stage name. Now, tell us, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us why deserve the windows tickets to Comedy Crack House in TDDI.
We'll be right back. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
BFM 89.9 at the Business Station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Joined by...
BB K-pop.
Still not managed to scare off yet. With us all the way through until 10 p.m. this evening. If you missed any part of this show so far, head over to bfm.my, download the podcast, and have a good old listen back. A quick reminder, we have a giveaway this evening. We're giving away a pair of tickets to Crack House Comedy Club. All you got to do is answer this question for us.
Now, Andre Charles is a famous drag queen in the US, and he uses his first name as his stage name. Now, tell us, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Don't forget to tell us what is up to win those tickets.
Moving on, news from page two.
Extra, extra, shouting.
Okay, I'll go first.
Go on then.
All right, so for many aging men, okay, so a full set of thick and healthy hair can be a source of, like, you know, great pride.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Why so tarasala? Anyway, now there's this hotel in Japan that gives a higher preference to those who already have thinning hair. So about 2 years, this hotel in Japan, they've been giving this a special discount to any patron their staff deem as bald or balding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after passing a careful baldness inspection of hotel employees, so a client can have a 500 yen, which is about $4.80, I think, discount per night stay at chosen room. So long as you're balding, you get discount.
You get a 5 ringgit discount if you're balding.
Yeah.
That's it.
Question.
Yep, that's it.
Does the balding apply to all parts of the body?
Good question, but it doesn't say what part, but I assume it's just your head, I assume. But this actually sparks up, like, you know, quite a lot of questions. People have been questioning. So do monks count as well?
Good question.
Huh? And then he said, okay, the staff carefully inspect the top of your head.
Is it a fancy hotel?
Didn't check if it's a fancy hotel.
I don't imagine monks would be staying in a fancy hotel.
Hey, you never know.
Why,
you
right,
never
right,
know.
Right.
You'll never know.
True, true. Yeah. They get a lot of donations.
So what if people, you really naturally do not have hair?
Uh-huh.
So what if, like, I think we mentioned earlier, what, X-Men?
Oh, Professor Xavier.
Yeah.
Right. Patrick Stewart.
He definitely got a discount. Yeah.
Discount.
Twice. Maybe. I'm not going to explain why, but you can use your imagination.
Right. Yeah, but I'm just thinking, why... bald? Why is it just bald?
It's just one of those gimmicks to get people in, right?
Of all things?
Of all things.
Of all things? Of all things?
I just imagine
of all kind of gimmicks?
I'm just imagining this guy walking down the street. I just have to find a hotel. And if only I could get a discount. Oh, look. A hotel for balding people. That's where I'm going to stay tonight. You've got a whole group of bald men.
But do you think it's rude?
No, I don't think it's rude.
No, they might save our electricity.
No one need head a dryer.
Glows in the dark.
I mean, does that mean, like, you know, like, well, actually one person said, you know, I think it's quite rude for a hotel to do that, because what if they give discounts to women who felt that, you know, they were fat or ugly?
No, I don't see that.
You know?
No, I don't see that.
No, I just feel that it's just not right to just give
Well, these days, bald is not considered ugly. It has become bald is beautiful.
True.
Look at all the hottest male actors these days. Most of them hardly have any hair.
Yeah, but still, you know.
Anywhere.
Oh, okay. Hey,
I was watching Spartacus last night, okay? Uh-huh. None of these people have hair at all.
They are so smooth. I tell you, you can see your own reflection there.
Very true, very true. My mother was absolutely glued to it last night. You know, she sat watching it going,
your mom.
When's the next episode? When's the next? It's Netflix, mum. You can watch as many as you want. Entire season
so
in one day.
Cute. Just chick, chick, chick.
Right, okay. So moving away from bald men just for a moment, I'm going to be talking to you about this this guy who's been taking a whole bunch of photographs. Now, I've had a kind of personal beef with a national electric company here in Malaysia, right? There's only one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have this sounds like an old man's kind of complaint, but I'm going to go with it. There's a substation just down there where there's a drainage hole, right, which has been overfilling for the past month, 2 months. So I've been taking a photograph of it every day and emailing said electric company with, you know, this is a health hazard, it should be fixed, blah, blah, blah. And nothing has happened up until yesterday when something seemed to have happened.
Oh.
And it was like, this feels like a one-man crusade to get something fixed, right?
Wait, has anyone replied to you after posting
Nobody has replied. I think I've sent about 6 or 7 tweets.
You wrote in English, didn't you?
I did, yeah. That was my mistake, right? Yeah.
Should have used Google Translate.
Yeah, well, you see, somebody from the office kind of translated some of my stuff and forwarded it on. And I thought, well, maybe that might work. Didn't. Anyway, so I'm thinking to myself, it's a one-man campaign. I've only sent 6 tweets. I'm not going to get anywhere. This guy in the UK, though, has a very similar kind of single-mind drive. What he was seeing is he was driving around his local area, and there were lots of potholes, right, and real problems on the road. So what he started doing was taking a garden gnome, right, and every time he saw a pothole, what he would do was put it down to the pothole and take a picture of the gnome next to the pothole.
Oh, that's a brilliant
idea.
To
kind of, you know, show...
create awareness.
The size
it's,
of it,
right,
too.
And it's a bit creative. Not only that, but he took 15,000 pictures of overflowing drains and potholes and one thing or another.
Yeah.
To say blocked road drains are causing accidents and deaths, I've only done this because nobody listens to me. 15,000 pictures. So, people are going to start listening to you.
Yeah, definitely.
I need to up my game, don't I?
How many tweets have you posted?
5.
Oh, come on.
I need to up my game, right?
More
right?
To go, man.
Potholes in Malaysia?
That would take forever.
But I don't think you need 15,000. Maybe at least just, you know, 100.
100 would 100 work,
100
right?
Would work.
Yeah.
100 would work.
100 would work.
And you get 100 people to share your post. Trust
that's
me.
That's it. Yeah, that's how we get things done here in Malaysia, right?
Go viral.
Go viral.
Hey, you know, back to my story about balding, right? I was just thinking of one person, Koo Soo Chuang.
Oh, mate.
From Morning Run.
He'd get more than a 5 ringgit discount, wouldn't he?
He'd push for a 10 at least. But you know, he has this spot on the top of his head. It's like, I call him Pepe Le Pew.
Right.
But you know, I just gonna
why do you call him Pepe Le Pew?
He has this white spot on his top of his head, and it's like, it's just one patch, one white patch. It's just, he looks like Pepe Le Pew. But anyway, yeah, I think he'll get pretty good discount if he's gonna go to this Japan
hotel.
His
head is the kind of shape of a
Malteser?
I was going to say
pool ball.
Yeah, it's kind of perfectly round. And,
oh my God. I'm sorry, guys. For you listeners who don't know, Chuang, yeah, he's from the Morning Run.
He's from the Morning Run. Okay, we've got to move on. We have this thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. Are you ready to give your future a kick in the pants? Like, really ready? Well, Smarty Pants is brought to you by Inti MBA Learning Simplified.
Smarty pants.
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 Okay, BB, we have 30 questions.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you over 3 minutes. Try and answer as many as you can. If you don't know the answer, say skip and we move right on.
Okay.
Feel free to swear and do all of that stuff. I can beep it out later on. So your 3 minutes start now. In mathematics, what is 3.14159 better known as?
Pi.
Correct. What is the most common boy's name in children's nursery rhymes? Jack or John?
Jack.
Correct. Vermicide is a substance used for killing which creatures, worms or centipedes?
Me.
Give it a ding. The pasta Capelli d'Angelo is also known as what hair, angel or lady?
Angel hair.
Barry is a variety of which fruit? Apple or grapes?
Grapes.
It's apple. Harold.
Rats.
Harold Mattson and Elliot Handler founded which toys and games company in 1945? Hasbro or Mattel?
has been.
Yeah. All right, we'll move on. In Greek mythology, Diomedes is the owner of which man-eating animal? Horses or sheep?
Horses.
Correct. How many male strippers perform on stage together in the 1997 film The Full Monty? Five or six?
Five.
It's six.
Ooh.
What type of animal is a Lhasa Apso? A dog or a sheep?
A sheep.
It's a dog.
Oh, it's a dog Lhasa.
Boss, flex, vein, and knock are all terms used in which sport? Curling or archery?
Curling?
It's archery. Yeah. What is the longest side called on a right-angled triangle? A hypotenuse or an acute line?
Oh, a hypotenuse.
In medicine, a penectomy is the removal of what? The male reproductive organ or the hand?
The hand.
No, it's the other one.
No,
it really is. Chlorophobia is the irrational fear of which colour, blue or green?
Green.
Correct. What is the highest range of the female singing voice, soprano or alto?
Soprano.
Which four-letter word beginning with B is a yellow or greenish viscous fluid secreted by the liver? Bile or burp?
Bile or BB.
Really? In a standard game of chess, how many rooks does each player start with, 2 or 10?
2.
Correct. The Olympic torch is lit at which ancient site, Olympia or Athens?
Athens.
It's Olympia, BB. A cabriole or a cabriolet is a movement of what type of dance? Salsa or ballet?
A what?
A cabriole.
Oh, sorry.
Let's give it a guess. It's not
the second one.
Correct, ballet. Yorick's skull appears in which play by William Shakespeare? Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet?
Hamlet.
Rojo is Spanish for which colour? Red or blue?
A raw what?
Rojo.
Oh, I had the wrong idea. One.
Correct. Red. Which four-letter word beginning with F, careful, is the flowing in of the tide and substance used in a smelting furnace to make the metals melt easier? Flux or flex?
Oh, flux.
Correct. What is the young of a zebra called? A foal or a mare?
A foal.
Correct. Bait, fly, and lure are all types of which device? Fish hooks or harpoons?
Fish hooks.
I'll give you one more question.
Okay.
What do the interior angles of a square add up to in degrees? 270 or 360?
360.
Correct. We are out of time, folks. We'll be right back after these messages to find out how well BB did. Do not go anywhere. Smarty Pants was brought to you by INTI, MBA Learning Simplified, where you can give your future a kick in the pants. It's that time of night on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
This is
BBK Bobo.
So how well do we think BB did then?
I think she did pretty well.
Yeah?
Yes.
There's quite a few dings there.
Do I have like an IQ of a vegetable?
What IQ does a vegetable have though?
2.
No, you definitely got more than 2.
More than that.
Definitely
way
got more than
2.
Way
more than that. But before that, we'll mention the giveaway. Now, Andre Charles is a famous drag queen in the US and he uses his first name as his stage name. Now tell us, what is it? Send your name and your IC number to 01620019000. Tell us why you deserve to win those tickets.
Okie dokie, let's go through some of the questions.
Right, the first one. Vermicide is a substance used for killing which creatures? It's worms.
See, if you do that with an Indian accent, do it again. Vermicide.
Vermicide.
Happy Deepavali. Yeah,
it
is, yeah.
Berry is a variety of which fruit? Is apple. Harold Matson and Elliot Handler founded which toys and games company in 1945? Is Mattel. How many male strippers perform on stage together in 1997 film The Full Monty? Is 6. And what type of animal is a Lhasa Apso? Is dog.
Oh, right. Let's have a drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, BBK, Scott, 16 points.
Hey, congratulations.
Yay.
Well done, BB. First and foremost, thank you very much for coming
Thanks
in.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, my
had
pleasure.
Fun.
I had fun.
Absolute pleasure.
Where are you performing next? When?
I'm performing on either Wednesdays or Saturdays, one day a week, in Suzy Wong, Jalan Raja Chulan.
Okie dokie.
Suzy Wong. All right. So how do we find out that if you're performing, because you say it's either one day, right?
Yeah.
How do we find out?
I don't know either.
Through the power of social media?
Yes, through the power of social media, or unless you're a psychic.
And right. What time do you usually perform?
On Wednesdays, set starts at about 9, 9:30, mm-hmm. and on Saturdays it's at 10:30.
Awesome.
Will you be singing as well?
Over in Suzy Wong, no. I only sang in the Fatty Boom Boom.
Mm. Oh. That's a good question for you though, but just before you go. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a set that you do each time?
Yeah, different ones.
No, actually I just go out and...
Just wing it.
Wing it, depending on the audience I have.
Right, brilliant. Mm-hmm. That's how I like it. Right, ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
No, we're not done yet.
I know, but I'm saying who I am.
No, we're not done yet.
I know, we have the giveaway to announce and the facts to announce.
Yeah, and I'm
Follow my
Chung.
Lead, will you? Okay. We've not finished yet, folks. We still have the giveaway to announce. Anyway, but the facts of the day. Adeline, how many do you have today?
Three, but I want to mention one. So in Japan, letting a sumo wrestler make your children cry is considered good luck.
It is. They have a festival for that, actually.
Did they?
Yeah.
They do that.
Oh.
In 1875, did you know?
No.
The King of Fiji brought back measles from a state visit to Australia and managed to wipe out a quarter of his own population.
Oh.
Right.
Wow.
Learned something new today.
Okay.
Okay, now we're finished, but we'll tell you who won.
Now the question is, Andre Charles is a famous drag queen in the US and he uses his first name as his stage name. Now, what is it? The answer is...
It's RuPaul, obviously.
Yes, I love RuPaul. Come on, did you watch the lip sync battle?
No, I've not seen it.
Oh my God, you gotta watch the lip sync battle.
Yeah?
Yes.
Link me up. Right. Ladies and gents, it has been that time of night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I've been Adeline Chung.
This has been...
BBK
Good night, everybody. It's that time to level up and stay relevant with INTI, MBA Learning Simplified. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.